Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
He's the fabulous producer ever. Mr. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass took fabulous care of us this week. He'll do a fabulous job next week, too. I got a couple of 2-3 days off, so I won't be here, but I know Rob will do even extra work to glue all the pieces together. So I very much appreciate that. In the studio with us now, movie Mike McGranahan is here, professional movie critic. His website's aisleseat.com. His appearance is sponsored by the Campus Theater in Lewisburg, campustheater.org. And we invite you to do as I do. Not tweeting quite as much this week, but at aisle seat, you can always learn something about the entertainment industry. You must be busy or something.
This week, I was so busy writing assignments that I have to do that I really didn't tweet much, but I'm going to try to make up for that here over the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Okay. Yeah, well, I always look forward to them. They pop up on my screen. I thought, oh, what's cooking here? All right. Let us review Midsommar.
Imagine an Ingmar Bergman film with moments of graphic violence and a tiny bit of freaky sex thrown in, and you can begin to approximate what the extraordinary Midsommar is like. Florence Pugh and Jack Rayner play a couple just barely holding their relationship together. Along with some friends, they travel to Sweden to witness a pagan community's annual festival. Before long, they're sucked into it, and things get really, really bad from there because these folks are crazy. Midsommar is not just an insane cult movie, though. It uses its premise as a metaphor for bad relationships and the way people sometimes stay in them even when they know they should leave. A major part of the film's effectiveness comes from how thoroughly it depicts the pagan society. There are very long, observant scenes of them practicing their customs. Taking the time to do that makes everything feel real for the audience. Consequently, the threat to the two main characters grows more and more intense as those customs veer into uncomfortable territory. Both lead actors give outstanding performances, and first-rate production design and cinematography add to the overall impact. Midsommar is unsettling throughout, and at times it's profoundly disturbing. This is a beautiful, elegant-looking, thematically rich horror film that completely messes you up in the head. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 4 deprogramming sessions.
Get out of here.
I love this movie. This movie will not be for everybody. I need to make it clear. This is what they call art horror. It's a horror film made kind of in the style of an art film. It doesn't have those boo moments that you would get in something like a Conjuring film. It's very much, I mean, there's some graphic things that happen here, and there's a scene about an hour into this movie that is so gory that even I winced, and I see horror movies all the time. But mostly the horror comes from the ideas that are being conveyed and from the overall tone of the film, which is just eerie from start to finish.
Well, I saw the trailer. I would say the trailer doesn't do it justice by what you're describing. It certainly doesn't get across the fact that it's sort of artistically, sort of visually, you know, pretty noteworthy film.
They're trying to hide certain things, and I did in my review, too. I didn't want to give any spoilers, so I actually didn't address certain aspects of the plot. But this is from a writer-director named Ari Aster, and he made a horror film last year that was on my Best of the Year list called Hereditary. And this is a very worthy follow-up to that film. This guy is really somebody to watch. He's hit 2 home runs here in a row with his first 2 films.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on him, sort of the M. Night Shyamalan of his particular genre, right? Products seem to be pretty good consistently.
Yeah, I mean, I think he has the potential to become a name like M. Night Shyamalan has. And he's working really at a level that very few horror filmmakers are.
And does the rank-and-file moviegoer respond to this film? You are a pretty learned viewer, so you're kind of not a typical viewer.
It's going to be divisive. I have talked to people who loved this movie as much as I did. I have talked to people who absolutely detested it. It's a slow film, but not slow in a bad way. Like I said, they have these long scenes showing the customs that are taking place in this community, and that ends up being really important at the end because it all feels real, and then you see what it's all building to. But I was mesmerized from start to finish. I mean, I was just absolutely hooked on this film all the way through. It's 2 hours and 27 minutes and does not feel that long.
Kind of like reading a brilliant book where they drag you through chapters and chapters of detailed past incidents, and then all of a sudden maybe just the banality of that starts to fall together as to why that information is important. Okay, so Midsommar, which is M-I-D-S-O-M-M-A-R, and not receiving tons of publicity. I wouldn't say that I've seen the trailer too much out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's from an independent distributor, A24 Films. They make very classy things for the most part. It is playing nationwide. It's playing locally. It doesn't have all of the hype that you get with Spider-Man Far From Home and things like that, but that's one of the reasons why I wanted to review it today, because I think it's a really, really outstanding movie, and I hope that adventurous listeners will take a chance on it. If you only like horror movies like The Conjuring, you probably won't like this, but if you're willing to take a chance and see something that will get inside your head and under your skin at the same time, this is the one for you.
Whatever it's worth, I didn't really like The Conjuring. So
you might like this one.
I might like that. Okay, good. So that's good. And I'll need some PTSD therapy afterward?
You might. Where this movie goes in the end is very, very interesting. It's the kind of thing that you can't stop thinking about it. I saw it a week ago. I'm still thinking about this movie every single day.
Oh, dear. Okay. For
deprogramming sessions, because, you know, they kind of get sucked up by a cult, and so they need to go through that deprogramming process.
All right. Fabulous. All right. Thank you. New movies. What should we look for in the theaters today? We know there's a couple of things on that list.
This is an exciting weekend as far as I'm concerned, because for the first time all summer, the new movies coming out are originals. They're not remakes, reboots, sequels, not based on something that previously existed. These are purely original films. We start off with Stuber. A detective recruits his Uber driver into an unexpected night of adventure. This one teams Dave Bautista, who played Drax in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, with comedian Kumail Nanjiani. He's one of the funniest people on the planet as far as I'm concerned. And we've got a movie. Every so often a film comes along that seems to say, I was created specifically for Movie Mike, and that would be Crawl. A young woman, while attempting to save her father during a Category 5 hurricane, finds herself trapped in a flooding house and must fight for her life against alligators.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So, to me, that just sounds like one of those great, fun, goofy B-movies that mm-hmm. I love, so I'm excited for both of these.
Sure, with a shark and a flooded lab, I remember that one.
Like the Sharknado films or Piranha 3D a bunch of years ago. This is from the same director as Piranha 3D, so I'm hoping it's fun like that one was.
People trapped with rising waters and creatures is a motif, and you like that generally.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, so we'll look for Crawl and Stuber out there. Rip Torn died. People certainly might even remember his name more than they remember him, but he was in a lot of things.
He was, and it seems like every week we talk about a celebrity who's passed, but we really can't ignore Rip Torn. He died at the age of 88, and this guy is pretty much a legend in show business, although maybe not a house. I mean, like you said, people sort of recognize the name, but you might say, where did I know him from? But he had a very long career, dozens and dozens of appearances on TV shows and movies. He was in films like Defending Your Life, Men in Black, Dodgeball, and the Tom Green comedy Freddy Got Fingered, which is widely considered one of the worst movies of all time. But he's probably best known for playing Artie on HBO's The Larry Sanders Show, which was a big hit sitcom back in the 90s, and he earned Emmy nominations for that. Rip Torn also had kind of a colorful life off the screen. Back in 1970, he was making a film with Norman Mailer and hit him over the head with a hammer during the making of the film. He also had problems with substance abuse, and in 2010, he drunkenly broke into a Connecticut bank. So Rip Torn was just one of those sort of larger-than-life people, really talented actor, had some interesting troubles, we'll say, in his personal life, but he passed away at the age of 88, and certainly a significant loss for those of us who are fans of film and television.
Well, yeah, I saw some of the clippings that were on the entertainment channels and so on after his passing, and he helped glue together a lot of good movies.
Yeah.
You know, really playing a key role. Mm-hmm. Nothing that would really, garner an Oscar or anything like that, but films that really depended on his character. Speaking of characters,
yeah,
who we love to hate, Kanye West, constructing a Star Wars-themed low-income housing unit. Well, why not?
I saw this headline, and my first thought was, this is just a computer randomly putting pop culture words together and spitting out a headline.
Okay.
But apparently it is true. Kanye West wants to design low-income housing that will look like Luke Skywalker's house on Tatooine from the original Star Wars. Why he wants to do it this particular way, nobody really seems to know, but Kanye's going to Kanye, so we will see whether this comes to pass, but he certainly has a rather unusual idea here.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out for that. Put his money to good use. Why not? He's pretty wealthy, I would think. And let's see. The My Spy. We were all good and pretty excited about to see My Spy, and now it's off the list for this summer?
Yeah, this was kind of an unusual move. My Spy is a comedy with Dave Bautista, who stars in Stuber this week, and a little girl, kind of like a family comedy with a little bit of action thrown in. And it was set to open next month, and they have been promoting this movie. The ads have been on TV and online. The trailer, I've seen it a million times at the theater. And the company releasing it, STX, abruptly pulled it from their release schedule yesterday. And they're bumping it now to 2020. And there's some speculation as to why. They claim that they have a lot of confidence in the film, but that particular company has had some financial disappointments with the movies that they've released. They haven't really had a hit in a while. And they may be for sale or looking for someone to buy out their film. So My Spy is currently off the release schedule, tentatively set for 2020. But whether it will come from STX or some other distributor remains to be seen.
Well, buy them at least, then they'll have something in the can that'll be coming out, so you know you'll have that revenue.
Right. The problem is that when this happens, a movie gets kind of tainted a little bit. People start to look at it as maybe a dud or a turkey, or why did it get pulled? This movie's been around on the shelf for a while, so kind of hurts the film's reputation.
Great movies come out when their time is ready, kind of things, and ones that aren't sometimes get delayed.
Okay. Right.
That might be the way to go. All right, well, I assume you are going to crawl at the theater today?
I'm seeing both of these today, actually.
Oh, okay.
Doing a doubleheader.
Oh, good. And the reviews will go up in the next 2-3 days or so?
Yeah, one of them will probably go up tonight, the other tomorrow.
Wow. Stuber. Well, it looks like, it's kind of could have potential.
Looks funny.
So, all right. Movie Mike McGranahan, at Aisle Seat, if you want to follow him on Twitter. I highly recommend that. You'll find out when those reviews are ready. That's the first thing he does is say, hey, guess what I just put up at aisleseat.com. His appearance sponsored by the Campus Theater Lewisburg. You get a little vacation coming. So in addition to all the work you're doing this week and projects and writing, you get a couple of days off.
Yeah, I'm going to spend a little time with the family.
All right, we'll have fun, and then we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Okay, see ya.
Thank you so much. Movie Mike McGranahan.